Oregon sues President Trump to halt deployment of National Guard to Antifa-ravaged Portland. By Amy Furr on September 29, 2025. Officials in the state of Oregon and the city of Portland, an area ravaged by the domestic terrorist group Antifa, are taking legal action against President Donald Trump's administration to try to keep National Guard troops out of the city. The suit requests that a federal court in Portland bar the Trump administration from deploying federal troops, NBC News reported on Sunday. Members of the violent Antifa group have been targeting an Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) facility in Portland in nightly standoffs. The NBC article continued. In the suit, Oregon and Portland claim the federal government does not have grounds to call in the Guard and said the city has seen small protests near an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in recent weeks. When the president and I spoke yesterday, I told him in plain language that there is no insurrection or threat to public safety that necessitates military intervention in Portland or any other city in our state, Democratic Governor Tina Kotek said in a news release Sunday. Despite this, and all evidence to the contrary, he has chosen to disregard Oregonian safety and ability to govern ourselves. This is not necessary. And it is unlawful. And it will make Oregonians less safe. Trump recently authorized the use of troops to protect the city and ICE facilities that have been under siege from attacks by Antifa, Breitbart News reported Saturday. Senator Ron Wyden, DR, told President Trump on Saturday to stay the hell out of our city and shared video footage of the ICE facility in daylight hours when there was no violence happening outside. However, Antifa normally attacks when it is dark outside. Trump also recently signed an executive order designating Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization, per Breitbart News. The order comes less than 2 weeks after the assassination of Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Authorities reported that ammunition casings recovered from the suspected weapon were inscribed with Antifa-related slogans, including "Hey Fascist! Catch!" and the chorus of "Bella Ciao," an anthem associated with communist partisans in Italy during World War II and later adopted by Antifa groups worldwide. Utah Governor Spencer Cox confirmed the suspect, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, confessed to the shooting. Prosecutors have since filed 7 charges against Robinson and confirmed they are seeking the death penalty. Meanwhile, Kotek has claimed Portland and the state can handle their own public safety and there is no insurrection. However, it appears Democrat leaders are ignoring the city's residents when it comes to the danger Antifa has brought upon the area. A neighbor living next to the Portland ICE facility said he was overjoyed that Trump was taking action to stop Antifa. "We've been asking for help for months and we're finally gonna get it," he said. Per the NBC report, White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson said, "President Trump is using his lawful authority to direct the National Guard to protect federal assets and personnel in Portland following months of violent riots where officers have been assaulted and doxxed by left-wing rioters."